In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, the opposition continues to demand the resignation of President Eduard Shevardnadze. 2 weeks of almost daily demonstrations have followed a parliamentary election which the U.S. State Department says was fraudulent. Washington clearly is concerned about the continuing unrest due to Georgia's strategic location near the oil-rich Caspian Basin, and it has sent an envoy there to try to mediate. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Tbilisi, Georgia's capital.
In Europe and America, Eduard Shevardnadze is still thought of as the former Soviet foreign minister who helped bring about the end of the Cold War. But here at home in Georgia, he's increasingly unpopular. Yesterday, car horns echoed through Tbilisi's medieval cobblestone streets as motorists staged the latest protest. Thousands of demonstrators have been gathering in front of parliament, demanding Shevardnadze quit. The main opposition leader, Mikhail Saakashvili, who at just 35 years old is less than half Shevardnadze's age, vows to bring in thousands more protesters into the capital from the countryside later this week.
People are sick and tired of the president Shevardnadze. They want new reforms, new energy. They voted for change, and they were denied this change.
Though unofficial results have put him in third place, Saakashvili claims his party won the election. It's poverty and corruption which have galvanized anti-Shevardnadze feeling. Georgia was once among the richest parts of the Soviet Empire. Now the once elegant facades of the capital are crumbling. In many areas of the country, the electricity is on for only a few hours a day. One elderly woman protesting in front of parliament says even her tiny $3 monthly pension hasn't been paid in 5 months. I want to see Shevardnadze buried alive, she says. I'm willing to stay here and demonstrate till I die myself. Georgian political analyst Alexander Rondelli sees a silver lining in all the protests.
People are not happy with the results of elections. They want to have democratic, normal, fair elections, and they expressed their feelings. And opposition is quite good. It acts within constitution, within the framework of rule of law. So I think that it's a very positive event.
But the right to simply scream and yell will hardly be enough for most protesters. And Shevardnadze has dismissed calls for the results of the election to be annulled. Yesterday, Shevardnadze again refused to resign, referring to the protests. He warned it was one small step from civil confrontation to civil war. In just over a decade of independence, Georgia has seen several bloody ethnic and civil conflicts. More turmoil might threaten the prospects for a multi-billion dollar oil pipeline being built through Georgia. That pipeline will carry crude oil from the Caspian Sea to the west, providing a new alternative to supplies from the Middle East. In a sign the United States is worried about the possibility for new serious unrest in Georgia, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Lynn Pascoe is due to hold talks with Shevardnadze, as well as opposition figures, today. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi.